Oh, that's chicken chow mein.
Okay.
The chow mein sandwich is in some ways exactly how you would imagine it. A portion of fried chow mein noodles with gravy poured over it, served on a simple, no-frills hamburger bun. The dish has been a long-running specialty of Chinese restaurants in the area for decades.
We have people come from New York, Chicago, and it's so funny, they will whisper to the server to say, "Do you have those burgers sandwich?" I said, "You mean the chow mein sandwich?" I said, "Yes, we do."
That's Regina Mark, the co-owner of Mi Sum Restaurant in Fall River, a place well known for their chow mein sandwiches. She says the sandwich's rise to popularity was spurred mostly by the factory population in the city in the early 1900s.
Fall River is very booming with factory textile industry, and mostly a lot of worker. That's why chow mein sandwich sell over here.
The sandwich originates from earlier waves of Chinese immigration to Fall River. And the sandwich in itself is an illustration of an anthropological study. Imogene Lim is a professor at Vancouver Island University.
Well, let's put it this way. I consider myself the expert on the chow mein sandwich. And when I was doing the research, friends dubbed me the chow mein sandwich chick.
She studied the sandwich as part of her dissertation at Brown many years ago. Chinese immigrants first started appearing in Fall River in the late 1800s. Many were coming from the West Coast, pushed out by hostility around the Chinese Exclusion Act, and were looking for business opportunities.
Many Chinese ended up opening up laundries. Laundries did not require a lot of language expertise. And then what I noticed was a tea shop in the back of a laundry. And then after a certain point in time, you actually started getting restaurants.
But of course, the success of any restaurant business is dependent on its ability to sell food. The city was a textile mill town, mostly staffed by factory workers from Poland, Ireland, and French Canada. And so Chinese restaurants adapted.
So again, if you're thinking immigrant groups, what do they know about Chinese food? But they know something called a sandwich. So a sandwich becomes something accessible to them as a way to ease in that notion of Chinese cuisine.
Chinese restaurant owners realized that if they put a hamburger bun on top, they could make an unfamiliar dish seem more approachable to European immigrants. In the end, it's neither Chinese nor Irish or Polish or French.
The identity is American, but uniquely Fall River because of the mixture of populations in that locale.
Back at Mi Sum, Regina Mark shows me how a proper sandwich is made today.
Because we like to keep it nice and hot, we dipped it in the fryer. Okay, we come over here for the gravy. We pour it on. Put a bun over here. A little bit more gravy. All right, I want you to try it.
I use a fork and take a bite. The noodles have just the right amount of crunch and softness, and the restaurant's secret gravy sauce offers a nice counterpoint to the noodles. It's a warm and comforting sandwich.
Chow mein is almost like you're eating cereal. Use the gravy as the milk. The noodle is like the cereal.
The sandwich is such a classic Fall River food that back in the 1970s, a band called Alika and the Happy Samoans even wrote a song about it in tribute. In the end, Mark says the sandwich may seem an odd creation by today's standards.
And now we're laughing about chow mein sandwich, right? But, I mean, that's our business. It put a lot of kids to college so they can find a better job now, get themselves a better education.
In many ways, it's the classic story of any immigrant reaching for the American dream. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Chow mein. Chow mein sandwich. Chow mein.